Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Hey and Parak Tes Mishnah Vav. As we go back to our discussion in the previous parak of discussing various minimum amounts for various items that a person must carry in order to be liable for Hotzah, in order for a person to transgress the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. And again, the general principle is, the general idea is, that whatever that item is mostly used for, whatever its main purpose is, if you carry the amount to fulfill that item's main purpose, then you have transgressed the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Eitzim Kli Levashel Beitzakala, that a person who takes wood outside into a Rishus Harabim has transgressed the prohibition of Hotzah if he carries the amount needed as fuel to cook an egg that is easily cooked, for example, a chicken egg, that less heat, as the Gemara describes, is needed to cook a chicken egg than other eggs. So specifically, if you have enough wood to cook such an egg, then you've transgressed the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. And the Mishnah is referring specifically, as the Bar Tanura points out, to the amount of wood needed to cook a chicken egg after it has been mixed with oil and placed in a preheated pan. Furthermore, the wood does not have to be enough to cook an entire egg, but only a piece of an egg that has the size of a grogaris, like we discussed previously, of a dried fig. Continuing in the Mishnah, Tvalin, Kidei Lisabel Beitzakal, the minimum for spices, for carrying spices in a public domain on Shabbos, is enough to season an easily seasoned egg, for example, a chicken egg. And says the Mishnah, Umitstarfim Zemza, different kinds of spices can combine and join with each other to add to this shear. Even if you have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, at the end of the day, it ultimately measures to the amount that can season a chicken egg, then that would be sufficient for one to transgress the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Klipe Egozim, Klipe Rimonim, Isatis, Upua, Kdei Litzboa Behen, Beged Katan, Bisvava. The whole group of items, for example, the husks of a nut, not really the hard outer shells, but like the soft shells that cover the nuts while they are growing, or the pomegranate peels, or officially it's translated as woad or madder, which are really, as the Bar Tanura points out, they're like plants from which dyes are made. Woad produces a bluish dye, madder produces a reddish dye, but says the mission, all of these different, whether it's the husks or the pomegranate peels or the woad or the madder, if you're carrying enough to produce enough dye to color the small cloth at the top of like this headdress that women would typically wear in those days. There was like this net-like headdress that women would wear on top of like the small colored cloth. If you have enough to dye one of those, then you have carried on Shabbos and you have transgressed that prohibition. Continuing in the Mishnah, Meraglayim, Neser, Uboris, Kumunya, Viashlag, K'til Chabis Behen, Beged, Katan, Besvava. The minimum for either urine or alum. Alum is like this substance that is the crystalline substance found in the earth, or a soap or salt were there. It's also like an herb that was used to clean a person's hands, or ashlag is like, as the Gemara describes, like the substance found inside the holes of pearls that was removed with like this iron instrument. All of these types of things were used as cleaning agents to make things that could clean, like detergents and so on. It says the Mishnah, if you carry enough of them to wash the small piece of cloth on the top of the woman's headdress, where the previous one was to dye them, now it's to clean them, then you have transgressed the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda disagrees, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, Kidei Lahavir Al HaKesem, that the minimum for each of these substances, of these cleaning agents, is enough to pass over a stain in order to determine whether it is blood. The halacha is that if a woman finds a stain on one of her clothes of blood, and she's not sure though whether it's blood, which would make her tummy, then she'd be a nida, or maybe it's red dye. And the way to identify it is by applying to it the seven kinds of detergent described in Maseches Nida. If the stain remains after all the detergents are applied, then it cannot be blood, but it must be a dye. And the substances listed in our Mishnah are among those seven detergents listed in Maseches Nida. So Machlokas purpose exactly, how much is necessary in order for you to be chai for carrying any of these things, according to the Tanakhama, however much it takes you to clean the cloth on top of a woman's headdress. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the amount that it takes for a person to pass over the stain on a woman's undergarments in order to determine whether it is blood or not. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Tanakhama, as discussed previously. Continuing now with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, as we're going to discuss a list of items that have no minimum measure, that if you were to carry them at all on Shabbos, you'd be chayv, you'd be liable on a Daraisa level for carrying, even without any minimum measurement at all. Says the Mishnah, Pilpelas Kalshu, that a person is liable for a Hotzah on Shabbos if he takes any amount of Pilpelas. Pilpelas, it's like a type of pepper that was used to prevent bad breath. It's, that was what people would use. Any amount prevents it, and therefore any amount would make a person liable for carrying. The itron, the kolshu, any amount of itron. Itron is like tar that was used to heal headaches. There too, and any amount of itron would allow a person to heal from the headache, and therefore any amount of carrying it would also make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, mine b'samim, mine matachos, kolshu, any amount of these sweet-smelling spices or any amount of metals, because even a small amount of them are useful. Any amount of the spices you smell, any amount of metals can be used in a productive, helpful way, and therefore, using them in any way, shape, or form, carrying them, even very, very small pieces, would be considered hotzah, carrying on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, may avnei hamizbeach umay offer hamizbeach, if one takes out even a small chip of stone that broke off from the stones of the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, or some dust from the earth of the mizbeach, or says the Mishnah, mekek svarim umekek matpichoseim kolshu, or if you were to take bad remains of either holy Torah pieces of the Sefer Torah, or decayed remains of the various wrappings or coverings of the Sefer Torah, in all of these cases, he's liable for carrying any amount. Hotzah would apply on a Daraisa level, no matter how much you take out, shematzino some the gonzon, because people would store even the smallest amount of these things in order to fulfill the obligation of putting things in a safe place. They're holy, and therefore they must be put in a way, even no matter how much is left, you have to put all of it away and safeguard it and put it into shemus, and therefore, if you carry any amount, you would be liable chayiv for hutzah on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hamotzi mimshamshe avodas kochavim galshu. Even if one takes out objects that were used for avodah zarah, for idolatry, any amount of such items, he would be liable for carrying on Shabbos. Shnemar, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Dvarim, v'le yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherem, that there shall be not even a small piece that you possess of avodah zarah in your hands whatsoever. And since the Torah itself considers the slightest amount significant enough to prohibit, it is viewed as significant in regard to Hotsa'ah on Shabbos as well. Quick review. Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey discussed various items and their measurements for how much the minimum amount for carrying on Shabbos. We discussed taking wood outside. We discussed taking various spices. In both cases, we said however much can be used to at least heat up an easily cooked egg, a chicken egg, or in the case of the spices, to spice up a chicken egg. We said that when it comes to spices, you can combine them because at the end of the day, it's all the same shear, the same amount of the type of egg that you're spicing up. Then we discussed various types of dyes, and we said that if it is enough to produce a sufficient dye to color the small cloth of a woman's headdress, that is sufficient for carrying all of these types of dyes. When it comes to any like detergent type things, cleaning agents, or things that make cleaning agents, there too, there's a bit of a machlokas. According to the Tanakam, it's enough to wash the small piece of cloth at the top of a woman's headdress. That's how we paskin. Rabbi Huda says that it's enough to simply remove, or to at least see, whether a kesem, whether a stain on a woman's undergarments are considered to be blood or not. But again, we paskin likely Tanakama. And then Perek Tes Mishnah Vav discuss various items that are used and helpful and productive and purposeful, even in very, very small amounts. And therefore, any amount of them that a person carries on Shabbos would make him liable for hotzah, would make him liable for carrying on Shabbos. Have a great day.